Right now, the archivist of the United States, David Ferriero, is at the center of a debate over whether the Constitution has 27 amendments or 28 amendments. Supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment, which grants protections based on sex and has been around for more than a century now, they contend that it has been ratified and should be published by the archivist. The archivist is the official in the government who's responsible for collecting ratifications of constitutional amendments and then certifying and publishing them once they've met the qualifications for inclusion in the Constitution. And in 2 years ago, Virginia became the 38th state to ratify the Equal Rights Amendment. The problem is Congress had set a deadline that has long since passed. It passed in 1982. And so this is now a legal battle, but supporters of the Equal Rights Amendment say the amendment has been ratified, it has met the qualifications, and that the archivist should publish it. And David Ferriero has refused to do that. He's deferred to the Justice Department, which under the Trump administration said that, in fact, the 28th Amendment has not been ratified and that it basically is dead. And so Ferriero is retiring in April. And so President Biden will have to nominate a new archivist who will have to be confirmed by the Senate. And so the supporters are looking at this as a potential opportunity to force this issue by essentially demanding that whoever the president nominates commit to publishing the ERA if he or she is confirmed. So we'll have to see what happens. But this is, you know, potentially an under the radar confirmation fight to watch. You know, we might not see a nominee right away, and or if we see a nominee, the Senate might not get around to debating and confirming that nominee for several months.
Not that you personally have to answer for all this, Russell, but what would you say to advocates for women's rights who are pinning their hopes on the actions of the next archivist? Do you have maybe not another 100 years to wait, but a long time to wait?
I think that they're going to have to wait a while longer. I think the likelihood is that the next archivist will also not want to get ahead of the lawyers here. And because this is now a subject that's before the courts, so it's something that could be determined ultimately by the federal courts, even the Supreme Court, in the months and years ahead.